June 20th, Friday, home. I went to work for half a day yesterday. While straining some with a bowel movement, I suddenly felt a ripping in my pelvis inside the suture line. I thought the surgical incision had ripped open. There was an intense burning pain. I was terrified. I looked at the wound and felt it and couldn't identify a defect. The suture line in the skin appeared to be intact. I still don't know what happened, but something did. My abdomen is sore today, although I think the incontinence is some better. Bo came by Wednesday afternoon. It was late in the day, and Arlene did not come home from work. I'd been alone all afternoon and was feeling more than a little sorry for myself. I didn't feel like entertaining company. Bo came. I made us martinis. He brought me a book, very light reading, although Bo was a Rhodes Scholar and an English major at Suwannee. We sat and just talked generally for a bit. I caught him up on my illness and plans. We discussed the mouse experiments he was planning. Bo is smarter than I am, but fortunately I don't think he knows that. I intend to do all I can to perpetuate his illusion. He didn't need my advice about the experiments, but I'm certain that seeking my advice was not a ruse for trying to distract me from my illness. He really wanted my advice. I gave it to him. My advice was that he do exactly what he had planned to do before consulting me. He thought that was brilliant advice. So do I. I very much enjoyed the visit with Bo, and I'm glad he came by. I once told Arlene that she gives easier than she takes. I think that's true, but taking is the hardest part of any relationship, including friendship. During my illness, so many people have expressed genuine concern. The hardest part is accepting and relishing the love and concern of other people, and paradoxically, letting yourself be loved is the most you can give to another person. I'm reminded by Bo's visit how good a friend he is. Bo gives so lavishly and with such perception. He has a lot of trouble taking. Maybe he'll grow into it. I hope it doesn't take a cancer. Some more ordered growth would be much preferable.